It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
All right, we got the brown bag turkey recipe to get out there for you right now. In this age of social media and not wasting your time on the air. Wait, what was that Jerry thing? Okay, take that back. But I don't want to read the whole thing to you right now. That's silly. No, I don't have to. You can go get it on my Facebook page right now. Just go to kidfacebook.com.
Okay.
But basically, this is the simplest recipe for a turkey you'll ever see.
All right.
And it's also the best recipe for a turkey you'll ever see. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out.
Okay.
So do you make changes with it every year? You know, little improvements?
He used to. I hope you've given up that idea.
Well, now when I add something, it's something on the side and it's optional.
Okay. So you don't start fires.
Yeah, we're not messing with the turkey itself. But basically, you're cutting up a carrot. You're mashing a clove of garlic. You're rubbing the turkey with olive oil.
Mm.
Save that.
Not with butter, because butter contains salt, and salt is the enemy of moisture.
Dries it out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I get very passionate about salt.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, salt can be fun, Kelly, but it can be dangerous, too.
Salt can be dangerous?
Well, if you get it in your eye.
Oh, my. Don't get me started.
Really painful.
Well, anything's dangerous.
Or a paper cut.
Makes my fingers swell.
Now, you can do this with a 28-pound turkey, or you can do this with a 1-pound turkey if it's just you and you're not even hungry.
So are you saying that's what I should do?
13 minutes per pound. You put the turkey in a bag with the carrot and the celery and the garlic in it, and you put the bag and you rub it down with olive oil, and you put the bag on top and you staple it.
Yeah.
And you put it in the oven at 375.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere near the burner. Don't put it on the top. Put it in the middle so the bag doesn't hit the burner. It won't burn. The paper won't burn because paper burns at 451 degrees Fahrenheit, and this is at 375. But if it touches the heating element, it will burn. Mm-hmm. So don't do that.
Okay.
Sprinkle the top with water.
Boom.
13 minutes a pound. Rip it out of there. So people go, ooh, paper bags, they have toxins and poison. All I can say to that is that this recipe's been around for 30 years, and everybody still does. Maybe they've changed the way they make paper. Maybe you want to go to extra effort to make sure your paper bag is organic or whatever.
They sell browning bags. Yeah. I mean, you could use those, can't you?
Well, as long as it's not plastic. Like the Reynolds bag,
you can't use a
plastic. It's plastic,
bag.
And then you're steaming a turkey. And this isn't steaming because the smoke can't get out. This is roasting. So we're going to roast that bad boy. Okay? So.
Now, is this turkey pretty healthy?
Oh, it's very healthy. All it has is olive oil on it. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
And let me ask you one question that's totally different.
Well, hurry up and ask it.
Yeah.
What do you know about, can you put the brown bag turkey in that big thing called the egg? You know this barbecue thing that they call the egg?
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's supposed to be kind of expensive,
know,
but I've heard nothing but good things.
I think
about
that's an expensive variation of the brown bag.
Okay.
I don't think you need both. I think you can just use the bag, and that would work.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting one of the eggs.
I mean, you don't even have to peel anything. Just take an onion and cut it into quarters and just throw it inside the turkey.
You have to take all the inside out, though.
Take all that stuff out of there. Yeah, there's stuff in plastic bags in there, and if you leave it in, like the giblets, if you leave that in there, you're going to ruin your turkey. You got to take that out. So you got to reach your hand in there.
Ew.
Up the butt, all the way in.
Would someone here show me how to do that?
To the elbow.
No.
To the elbow.
If I bring one in.
You need to dig around in there and see what's going on.
Whoa, bro.
Yeah.
In the turkey butt?
Well, that's the fun part, Al.
Russ Face just gave me the nutrition facts on your turkey.
Al never gets past that.
It has 1,600 calories per serving.
No.
719 calories from fat.
You're such a girl.
Where do you?
Not right.
First of all, how did you decide this?
This is Russ Face who came up with the nutrition facts for your brown bag turkey, sir.
It's just olive oil and turkey, Russ. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you trying to ruin it, Russ?
Turkey killer.
I can't believe you're already thinking about your caloric intake.
Yeah. P90X.
Well, we got to do.
He's dedicated to his routine, Jenna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Face.
Face.
Yeah. Are you saying I'm fat?
Yeah.
No, but he's dedicated to
it. Yeah, Jenna's really let herself go, Kelly.
Man.
Let's He's maintaining
letters.
That sponsorship.
Look, I still eat. I eat what I like, and I exercise, but I don't spend every waking moment worrying about calories and when I can fit my workout in.
Is that part of the P90X mentality, JC?
Not at all.
No. That girl's like a shop vac.
Can we get back to Thanksgiving, please?
Okay, we got to do this. Really.
I'm a disposal.
I will, Kelly. I'm just telling people that they can go to kidfacebook.com. And there's even videos posted of step-by-step how to cook the brown bag turkey.
Oh, really?
But it's kind of pointless because it's so simple. And if you're a first-time turkey maker, this is going to be just a win-win for you. Go give it a shot.
All right.
Brown bag turkey recipe. You can read all the comments of people, successful and otherwise. They're not edited in any way, and they're available on KidNation.com.
Jive turkey.
And just go look at them.
Oh, don't say jive turkey. I like to say jive.
Oh.
Kelly doesn't say jive turkey.
I like jive turkey.
No, go ahead, Kelly.
I have a t-shirt that says jive turkey.
I know you do.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It was never meant to be controversial. It's just meant to help people. The brown bag turkey recipe. It's been in my family for one generation.
You.
Yeah. I stole it from a another chef. Not that I'm a chef.
Mm-hmm.
But I stole it from a chef who actually did like a one-minute radio show back when I was a teenager. And he's gone now. And I tried to cook turkey for the very first time when I was a teenager. And it turned out like, oh my gosh. The whole family was so impressed.
It's the best turkey recipe ever.
Thank you, JC.
Well, you have not tried it.
The most dangerous recipe ever.
See, now I'm having
No, we tried it, Kelly.
We tried it.
Yeah, we went to Kinsey's aunt's house.
Then why'd you say from what I hear?
So you guys did it.
Yeah, no, we did it at Kinsey's aunt's house in Houston.
And?
Last year, and it was great. It turned out fine.
Fine or like
great? It's
because people call and they're like, it's the most.
It was very moist. You know how turkey sometimes gets too dry. This was very moist.
Because people don't realize that salt is the enemy of turkey.
It was probably the water from the fire hoses. You know, the water from the
no
soggy turkey. Wasn't moist. It was soggy.
Let's hear a few of the calls as Thanksgiving just around the corner. Are you going to do the brown bag turkey recipe? Let's go back to last year and beyond.
Sergio,
yes, shout out.
How'd it work for you?
Hey. Kind of embarrassed, but oh well. I'm gonna say it. We did everything right. You know, we got the bagwit, put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
The rack was in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend's like, "Hey, babe, smoke coming out of the oven." I'm like, "Nah." Open the bag. Woof, bag got on fire. I pulled it out. Mm. Pulled one bag from the left, one bag from the right. The bag on the left was catching the cabin on fire. The bag on the right catching the floor on fire.
Thank you.
I was stomping it out.
Sergio,
stomping it out.
Man, it was
send
cool,
those
man.
Bills to Kid Craddock.
Yep. Sergio, would you say it was the best turkey ever?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but a little ash on the turkey, it made it pretty good, though. Yeah.
Sergio, dude, that What's bag up? Cannot catch on fire unless it's touching the burner, all right?
Exactly,
it's the only way.
Exactly. But the thing was, it was in the metal rack. And what I'm thinking, kid, that oven was old school. It's an old oven.
See, that's
and
the thing.
I think the temperature gauge was a little off.
Well, also, if it's a small oven.
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay, see? If the bag, look, it's so obvious. If a match is touching paper, it's going to burn.
Right.
And if that burner is touching the bag, it's gonna create a fire. It just is.
Oh, fire!
Right, Kelly?
Fire!
Yeah.
Fire!
Right, Kelly? So I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Tell you, I got pictures, too. I'll
definitely
would love to see
please.
Them.
Yes, yes.
Send them both to me and to your insurance company.
Oh, don't worry about it, man. It's all
Sergio,
good.
I'm
you know,
so sorry, man.
Good, though. We just put a little bit of foil on it. It turned out great, man.
Oh, cool.
It was good. A good memory.
Put some dirt on it.
A good memory.
You guys have to eat in the backyard because of the smoke-filled house? Sorry, man.
All right, not the, you know, give you full disclosure.
Well, 1 year you forgot to list on there to put a drip pan. You forgot to, you just figured that was common sense or something, and apparently it wasn't.
Yeah.
And so then we had a huge rash of fires
year. Because we're talking about just putting this brown bag and the turkey just right on the rack, which is what you do. And I'll have the recipe for you next week. But that's what you do. You put the brown bag.
Make sure you put the drip pan
down.
You
put the turkey in the bag and put the bag on the rack.
You got to make sure the bag's wet, right?
And then, you drip drops of water because that helps the smoke, the steam come out. And then underneath the turkey, you put the basting
fire
pan.
Extinguisher.
Drip,
the basting pan.
Hmm. You know, I want to go ahead and get one of those.
Why are you killing this recipe? Do you know I've already had 100 emails already this year?
Like, lawsuits?
Can I have the recipe?
Can I have it?
Can I have it? All right. Another call from last year.
Katie?
Yes.
Brown bag turkey recipe?
Yes, I did use that recipe, and it filled my house with smoke. So I was afraid to continue on and let it cook the entire turkey.
Yeah.
It's probably a smart idea.
Was it touching the burner?
No, it wasn't touching the burner.
Liar!
No, I am not lying. And my daughter came downstairs and was wondering what in the world was going on if the house was on fire.
It will smoke up a little bit. It will. But that's
a little carbon monoxide.
That's part of why
you know?
It's good. That's why it's good.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it smelled like garbage.
Smelled like garbage.
Well, it was the bag.
Yeah.
You know, California is wildfire season. We have Kid Craddock turkey season.
So wrong, Al.
Yeah, acres are going to be lost. Oh. Acres!
All right, listen to this one.
Hello, Dee.
Yes,
and?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, and? Did
and
you?
And we did the brown bag turkey, my daughter and I did, and it turned out perfectly gold brown. It looked like a pitcher.
Wow.
And it was juicy, delicious. And 2 days later on Saturday when we were eating sandwiches, we were still commenting on how good the turkey was.
Best you've ever had?
Best.
Best
there you go.
Flip ever.
Side of the coin.
Yeah. Yeah. And way more of those than my house burned down. Way more.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Good.
So, okay. So I think what we come down to here is if you're, you know, Al is against it. If you're an idiot, no. Don't do it.
If you don't have full coverage on your house, don't do it.
I'm a little nervous to try it. Honestly, I'm having
really.
I've never cooked a Thanksgiving turkey in my life.
Just this follow directions.
Never.
Oh, you should cook it for our
it's made for you.
I'm terrified I'd be the one with the burnt, and I just remodeled my kitchen.
This is made for you.
Oh, that would be a sitcom
episode
right there. Just got done with your house.
You just don't put it in the oven and, like, drive to, you know, Vermont. You stay there. And the turkey's cooking and you check on it.
Who's going to drive to Vermont anyway?
Just have a fire extinguisher just in case.
You just check on it. That's all. Best turkey you've ever had. I mean, it takes no preparation. You just throw the thing in a bag and throw it in the oven.
And forget about it.
That bag makes that turkey so great. Now, people go, well, kid, you know, recycled bags are made from, you know, toilet paper that people wipe their butts with. You know, all that. None of that matters. Just telling
none
you.
None of it matters.
It doesn't. It's the bag. The turkey doesn't come out tasting like a bag. It doesn't matter. The bag encloses the turkey. The turkey's aromas go inside the bag and stay in there long enough, but the paper is not so dense that the steam can't get out. The steam escapes to the top of the bag, and that's where the beauty comes. That's where the magic comes from. That's where the turkey magic happens.
And then you got those beautiful words.
Here we go. Zinger King.
Come on.
Fire!
That's only one word.
You want two words?
Oh, fire!